Hello, and welcome to this month's edition of Building Value. This month, we cover one of the biggest ways that an exiting business owner can save in taxes. And ultimately, this isn't just for small business owners. This is an exclusion or benefit that is available to anyone who invests in small businesses as well. Now, this benefit is called the Qualified Small Business Stock Gain, or Section 1202 exclusion. It was first implemented in 1993 and meant to encourage the creation of or investment in small businesses here in the U.S. Now, the reason that most of us haven't heard of it or heard of it more often until recently is that it was slightly less attractive in 1993, but as corporate tax rates and this provision has evolved over time, it has become more and more appealing. Now, why is that? Well, quite simply, as it stands today, this now allows the holder of this type of stock to exclude capital gains up to the greater of $10 million or 10 times your cost basis up to $100 million for all stock issued after September 28, 2010. So as an example, this means that if you invested into a small business that met all these requirements and your cost basis was $9.9999 million, may then be able to exclude up to $99 million in gains, as if they never happened. So yeah, pretty impactful. And don't worry, for those of you with stock issued between 1993 and 2010, there's still an exclusion. It's just that your exclusion may range anywhere from 50 to 75% instead of 100%. Now, understandably, this sounds too good to be true. So let's discuss the requirements, what it is and what it isn't. Some of the initial requirements you absolutely must meet are: you must be a C Corp, you must have had gross assets of $50 million or less at all times before and immediately after the equity was issued, you must have at least 80% of your company's assets actively used in a qualified trader business, you must own the original issue shares, and you must have held those shares for at least 5 years. Additionally, unfortunately, there are a number of industries and business types that do not qualify. Too many to list them all here, frankly. And while this list is not exhaustive, just to name a few, those excluded are businesses related to health, law, finance, architecture, and accounting, often those associated with service-based businesses, those businesses that solely rely on an employee or owner's reputation or appearances and so forth, businesses that operate a hotel, motel, restaurant, or similar type of business, as well as farming businesses. So what does this all mean? Well, couple of things. One, you should get together to discuss this with your advisors immediately. Figure out if and how you may be able to utilize this exclusion, because I can't really overstate the importance of this potential benefit. Second, start planning today. One of the biggest issues that we run into with exiting business owners is that they come to the planning table when they're on the 1 yard line, on the doorstep of their exit. At this point, there isn't a whole lot to be done besides pat them on the back and say, hey, well done. A successful exit is awesome. It's rare. Certainly something to be proud of, but for those of you who know that this may be on the horizon 3, 5, 10 years down the road, it can pay off in a big way to begin planning today, because although I listed out a ton of those requirements and restrictions to adhere to, as usual, there are many caveats, asterisks, and workarounds that can be put into play if given enough lead time. So again, start planning today, provide yourself and your team of advisors with the proper lead time to position yourself well for a successful exit in every facet of the experience. Thanks again for joining me, everyone. Until next month, keep building value.